to you. With Jesus' joy, can you join your hands together? Let's make way for God's servant. Who is saying to us, what God is saying to you? Can you make way for Pastor Bindi Olusegun?
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. If you believe the Lord is good, shout a very loud amen. I said if you believe that the Lord is good, I want to shout a very loud amen. Because something that the Lord has done for you recently that's making you happy. He has brought you to this service. You see, every day, you know why Jesus said that? Even though you have been washed, alright, you still need your feet washed. Because when you go around every day, you keep on hearing all kinds of things that pollute your spirit. And the Bible said it is necessary to cleanse yourself of all defilement of flesh and spirit. That is the only way you will be able to see the Lord. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is for the fact that God has brought you to this service tonight. I am sure. I am absolutely certain. It is because He called you for something great. Listen, I'm going to share something with you this evening. Do you know the first time I heard it? Let me tell you this, will make you laugh. Last Saturday, I think, there was a day I was teaching. And I thought so intensely. On my way home, my wife said, wow, that was revelation. He said, pity wasn't recorded. He said, how come you have never shared this thing with me? I said, baby, listen, I never knew it too. He said, as you were hearing it, I was hearing it. And you get what I'm saying? And this evening, when I was meditating, I said, dear Lord, what do I preach when I get to church tonight? Then a word came to my heart, and I knew that whoever will be present this night will be immensely blessed. Sometimes you see me, listen to this. Sometimes you see me, and I'm just smiling, and I'm excited, and I'm glad. Do you know why? It is not because I just got a million naira, or 5 million naira, or 50 million naira. It is because I look at the people that I know. I am not talking about passing away governors or former presidents. I am talking about people that have ministered the word to. I see people that I relate with now, and I just see what they are going to become tomorrow. And I said, dear Lord, I am connected. And you get the word again. I said, listen to me, one day it will happen. It will be my birthday. I will pick my phone. I will call two people. I will say, for my birthday, I want an S600. Two of you, I am telling. My birthday is next week. I don't care what you are going to do between now and next week. For two of you to put money together and give me a wedding present. Listen, most people have blessed me now. I have never told them, give me something. Because everything has a season. Listen, it is not only the man that gives that is blessed, alright? The man who receives also is a blessed man. You know, the giving man is more blessed. But the season comes for receiving. Are you getting what I'm saying? The season comes for receiving. I know the time will come, oh God, and it's going to happen very shortly. It will be my birthday in a week, and I will think, I said, dear Lord, what will I like for a birthday present? And I will decide that, alright, it's an S600. And I said, okay, how do I get it? I'm not going to pray. I am not going to fast. I'm going to make two phone calls. I will pick a call on a phone. I just check in my spirit. Who is it that if he doesn't give me a car now, he won't prosper again? I will think. I said, this guy, I'll phone him. I said, you know you owe me. He will say, yes, sir. Okay, half of the bill of an S600. Prepare it. I'm calling your partner. Are you getting my point? If you are getting ready for that, I want to shout a very loud amen. The connected man is not the one that no governors we can't find. The connected one is the one that God is blessing now. Alright? Spiritually, last week I shared something here. I said before God spoke, he has something in his heart. That is why God was still keeping quiet. People didn't know what was going on. Are you following my point? That is the one who is blessed is the one that right now God is still keeping quiet concerning him. But the vision of God, the plan of God for his heart, for the person's life is being crystallized. The one that God will eat. Listen, you can never predict what tomorrow will be from what your physical circumstances describe today. Now, turn to your neighbor and tell the person what God has done for you. I told you some time ago. If you're happy to be in church tonight, shout a very loud amen.
Amen.
Let's bow down our heads to pray before we take our seats. Father, we thank you for this privilege of ministering with you on this earth, of transforming the events of this earth to conform with the image of that which is in the heavens. We thank you for that privilege. Lord, we thank you for tonight that you are forming us by the power of your word. Lord, I see everybody present here tonight will not return the same in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. All right, the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Let's take our seats. Amen. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
Open your Bibles with me quickly to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Why are you laughing? Oh, okay. Okay, Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Is that all right? Believe me, literally, I'm excited. I said I'm excited. I am very happy. Let me start reading from verse 10. It said, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for there is no activity or planning or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol where you are going. Immediately after that, he said, I again saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, and the battle is not to the warriors or the strong, King James says. My version is the New American Standard. And neither is bread to the wise, nor wealth to the discerning, nor favor to men of ability. For time and chance overtake them all. That is, they plan their own things, but the events of life may not cooperate for it to come to pass. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? He said, for that reason, this is the theory, or the lesson from it, from verse 10. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for there is no activity or planning or knowledge or wisdom at the end of this earth. That's what he's trying to say there. Now, before I pass my comments here, quickly again open to Luke chapter 19. The book of Luke chapter 19. Church, let me tell you, the word of God is real. You know the meaning of the word wisdom? It means to know how to apply the principles of life to get a desired result. Do you get what I'm going to say? Someone will say God is all wise, the only wise God. You know what it means? You can't beat him in thinking or imagining. You can never prove him wrong. That's what he's trying to say. That is, when God expresses something, just believe it. If it doesn't look like it, don't worry. Just believe it. Things will most certainly turn out according to God's order. Do you understand that point? All right, let me read Luke chapter 19. Let's start from 12. It says, so he said, a nobleman went to a distant country to receive a kingdom for himself and then return. And he called 10 of his slaves and gave them 10 minas or 10 pounds of silver and said to them, do business with this until I come. Now, so as to save time, I will jump many verses. All right? But this is something we all know, a very famous parable of Jesus Christ. There were 10 slaves, 10 different measures of money. That is, 10 minas, one to each person. And then, don't forget this, he went to receive a kingdom. And there were, in that kingdom, many cities. Do you understand what I'm saying? For example, he came to receive a nation like Nigeria. And in Nigeria, there are 36 states and the federal capital territory. You are getting the point? And then he now, because of that, now this is what I'm coming to something. He needed to have people rule over each state. He needed 36 governors plus one FCT minister and one central bank governor. Do you understand what I'm going to say here? You are getting the principle. Now, so before he went to receive it, you know what he did? He gave talents or miners money to 10 different ones of his servants. The reason why he did that is that he want. Now, you know the interesting part? He didn't tell them why he was doing it. He just told them, do business with this. I like that expression in my Bible. Until I come back. He didn't tell them why. He just said, do business with this until I come back. They thought this man, he likes money. This one that he's going, he can't even let the business go on sabbatical too. He said the business must still continue. What they didn't understand was why he said, do business with this. He didn't want more money. You know what he wanted? He wanted governors, FCT ministers, and central bank governors. So to choose them, he gave money to the servants, the slaves he had at home. Notice what they were, slaves. But he wanted to make them rulers. So as to make them rulers, he gave them money. Do you follow my point? He said, use that money, let me see what you can do with it. But this is the interesting part. He didn't tell them it was an interview. Okay. You know, most of the time, want to go for interview, you can prepare. They want to employ you as an officer in a bank. You know what they are going to ask? Are you getting my point? Therefore, you wear a particular kind of suit, a particular kind of tie. You want to pass across a kind of image. But this man didn't tell them why he was doing what he was doing. They thought, because from the story of the one that did nothing with his money, you know what he was thinking. That this man is a very difficult man. If I lose his money, I'm in trouble. So, let's keep it safe. Let's just keep it safe. He didn't understand that the money was not about the Lord. It was about himself. Do you understand the point I'm making? Now, I want to save time, just to give us a summary of it. Now, one guy came and said, with one that you gave me, in verse 16, I have made 10 more. He now showed them the reason why he told them to handle the money. In verse 17, he said, well done, good slave, because you have been faithful in a very little thing, you are to be in authority over 10 cities. That was when that guy discovered why they gave him the money. Do you understand that? Up to that point, he thought the man, the Lord, wanted more money. He didn't understand that the Lord didn't care about extra money. He cared about faithful servants. Why am I saying this? You'll find out in a moment. First scripture we read was from Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Now, I will read one more, then I'll tie all these things together. Or let me just refer to it. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was formless and void, and darkness was upon the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving, or my Bible uses an alternate rendering, hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. I explained something to us before, that God did not speak in English. Don't ever forget that. He did not speak Hebrew. What Moses wrote down was a way he could communicate what God expressed to mortal man. Alright? So he had to write it in your language. That's why you are reading a Bible, an English Bible, they will say, let there be light. You read the Yoruba Bible, you will hear... Why did they say Yoruba again? Unfortunately, I never read the Yoruba Bible actually. Now, which one did he say? English or Yoruba? None of the above. But we know that he uttered something. What I want you to understand is that it was not the utterance primarily, but that it was an overflow of what was inside his heart. A lot of us want to utter when there is nothing inside. Are you getting what I'm saying? Listen, that is what is called double-mindedness. You say one thing, you expect another. Follow what I'm saying. Before you will say and it will come to pass, it must be out of an overflow of the heart. A lot of times people say it is well with the nation. You know what they are saying? In their heart, it is well with America.
The man on the sofa said, "It is well with Nigeria." Shout, "It is well." He said, "How you know what he said? It is well with Australia. That is where I am going next." So though he speaks with his mouth, his heart is saying something. Therefore, spiritually speaking, he has said nothing. Do you get my point? When the angels are hearing the voice of God's word, so that they might hearken to it, they don't hear that guy's voice. Now, please, I'm coming to something here. See, God gives us the opportunity, because there are many principles in life, many principles of the kingdom that we use. Like I told you earlier, as I was meditating, I said, "God, what exactly will I say tonight?" Then this thing came to my heart, and I knew it was the message of God for now. We learn principles. Listen, because for a long time also, I will preach, then I will think about some things I've been saying. I say, "God, how do I reconcile these two?" God is able to do exceedingly abundantly, far above all that you can ask or think. Then you still say that you must imagine and speak according to what you have imagined. Are you having the same problem now? For a long time, I've been meditating upon it. Then this evening, believe me, finally it clicked. They gave the man money. Are you getting me? Silver. They gave him one mina. And they said, "Go and use this to do business." So he went to business school and learned to do business. Are you following me? So he called a few businessmen. I said, "Pastor, hey, Pastor Honey, where are you? Please, how can I do this and do that?" He gives him counsel. Then he goes to Oceanic Bank and meets Pastor Chefu and says, "Oga, please, I need financing." Then they give it to him. The man keeps on walking and walking and walking. See, he's obeying the principles. He's imagining what he will do. Are you getting my point? He's uttering forth words concerning what he's going to do with the resources he has been given. All the while, he doesn't know that God doesn't care anything about that money itself. Are you following me? Let me continue. He continues to use the principles. Every time you wake up in the morning, they say, "Oh, before you start your business, commit unto the hand of the Lord." So he kneels down. "Lord, as I go out today, in the name of Jesus, I call favor. As I go out today, in the name of Jesus, I call open doors. As I go out today, in the name of Jesus." He does all of that, and he operates those principles and is prospering. Do you catch what I'm trying to say? Then one day, assuming his name is David, he said, "Yes, my sheep, my father's sheep, when I took over, they were 5,000. Now they are 15,000. Oh, praise God. When I go to church, I'm going to testify about how I multiply sheep from 5,000 to 15,000. And then one day, a bear came. The good Lord sent the bear. It was a test. It wasn't the devil. It was the good Lord that sent the bear. I'm out of 15,000 sheep. He said, "Go and eat one." David said, "You must be kidding. I am like my father in heaven." All right? He goes after one sinner that is lost. So he went after one sheep out of multitude. And the bear turned. David said, "Okay, you started it, not me. I was sitting here, judging. God is my witness. I never looked for trouble. You came after my sheep. I didn't even try to fight you. I came to snatch my sheep back. Then you turned on me. Then somebody has to die. I believe me, it's not me." So the guy went after the bear. The same thing with the lion. All the while, the man never, listen, he never imagined ruling Israel. You are getting where I'm going? Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. It is not because of the assignment. You really do not know what exactly God wants to do with it. Do you follow my point? Look, it's not just you God is blessing, it's me. I have thought for a long time about to connect two different principles that I preach. Pastor called me this evening. He said, "Please, I may not be able to get to church on time. If you get there on time, preach." So I said, "All right, let me try and get ready. God, you know I have to have something to say." So at the point in time, my wife was somewhere in one part of the house. I just came back. I came quite late from the office. And she knew I entered the sitting room. She had to call and say, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm meditating." Because you know, I just entered the sitting room and sat down. I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear no motion. But I sat down and I was meditating. And the Spirit of God gave me this message I am giving to you tonight. Yes, I teach you the principles of vision. Yes, I I teach you the principles of confession, the Spirit of God is saying. I teach you how to go here, to go there, how to use a multitude of activities to produce results. He said, but really where I'm going, I will never tell you until we get there. Immediately I said, no, God. I wanted to prove a few scriptures in my mind that, look, does it look all like this? He said, yes. Until the anointed David king, he had no idea. Until they called Joseph into the presence of Pharaoh, he had no idea. Hear me! Until Jesus entered the garden, he had no idea. This will shock many people. Until he entered the garden, he had no idea. Let me tell you this. See, I know a lot of you are quiet. Jesus said he was fully God, he was fully man. He was fully God, then he became fully man. Not they didn't run side by side. He used to ask questions. He used to get confused. He said, come, where did you say you laid him? If he knew, he would have gone there. He said, Lazarus has died. He said, Mary, come. Where, Martha, come. Where have you laid him? Martha said, follow me. A man's son was sick. Jesus said, come. How long has he been sick like this? If he knew, he wouldn't ask.
Come on,
the Bible said he used to increase in wisdom. He used to increase in favor with God and with man. You know what that means? The Bible said good understanding is what brings favor. He used to increase also in understanding. So you think he knew everything? He didn't. One of the people that shared revelation with Jesus Christ, I found out the day I preached this, even me, I was surprised. A woman came to Jesus. Please, my daughter is greatly afflicted. Jesus looked and kept on going away. The woman went after him. Please now. The disciples came and said, sir, this woman is embarrassing the ministry. Send her away. Even if you don't want to heal, at least authorize us to dispatch her. See? Last time we tried to dispatch some people, we said, let them come to me because unto them belongs the children. So let's settle this matter. What do we do with this woman? The Lord said, call her, let me give her an explanation. Maybe her heart will be settled. He said, daughter, it is not right to give the children's bread to dogs. Up till that time, when Jesus will send people out, he will say, don't go to the house of the Samaritans. Go only to the lost house, to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He even my point, strict warning. Therefore, he operated the same principle and told that woman, I'm sorry, I can't help you because the children's bread belongs to the children. We can't give them to dogs. The woman said, correct. But what about the crumbs that fall from the children's table? Then the Lord said, that is true. I didn't think about the crumbs. Thank you very much. Be it unto you according to your faith. He did not know that until then. You don't get the point. He operated the way he expects you and I to operate, by the word of knowledge. Sometimes things will be confusing. He will look inwards and the Lord will give him a word. As I hear, so I speak. Then the Father doeth the works. Are you getting what I'm saying? And then the time came to go to the cross. He knew problems would come. Look, recently, the good Lord, that was the one I was sharing. My wife said, Kai, you didn't share this one with me before. I said, I didn't know it before. I found out that Matthew said that it might be fulfilled that which was written, that himself bore our sicknesses, our infirmities. I said, he was saying this. Matthew was saying this when Jesus had not died. Are you getting my point? Listen, as a student of the word of faith, I was taught that he bore the infirmity on the cross. Yet, Matthew uttered this when he had not gone to the cross. And until last Saturday, I didn't understand myself. I used to wonder. Then finally, I understood that Jesus did not used to pray all night because of discipline. He used to pray all night because there are times migraine won't leave him alone all night. Was he sick? No. The multitude coming tomorrow, they had migraine. Therefore, he would take their infirmities. And all night, he wouldn't be able to sleep. Listen, Jesus did not discipline himself to jog all night. Then City of David will pray for, will sleep for 5 minutes so you can stay awake. No. The heart conditions wouldn't leave him alone. So he would depart, and the pain would grip him, and he would be there praying and praying. And early hours of the morning, he would get relief. Then he would come out. All the people with heart conditions would begin to appear. They would be touching him, they would be getting well. They would be touching him, they would be getting well. They would be touching him, they would be getting well. Matthew said that he might be fulfilled that which was written. Himself took our infirmities. The things of God, they are in stages. That was stage one. He ministered like that primarily to the children of Israel alone. Then finally they said, time to kill you and kill you well. Progressive regulation. Then he said, my soul is sorrowful unto death. You know why it was sorrowful? Suddenly the revelation became clear. Oh, I don't have time to explain this. He began to see events that he knew that these things will end eventually, in a short while, in a gruesome death. Oh God. At that point, he now began again to pray. He said, will I say, Father, deliver me from this hour? He said, but for this very cause I came to this life. What am I going to do? Then the night he was betrayed, he went into the garden, grieved in his soul. Then he began to pray. Prayed so hard, listen, that the drops of, we thought they were sweat, but the capillaries broke and they began to drip blood. And he said, if there was another way, Father, is there no other way? Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. The Bible said, angels now came and strengthened him. With what? That's where I'm going to. The Bible said, for the joy that was set before him, he didn't enjoy the cross, he endured the cross. Listen, whatever his hand found to do, the multitude came, he taught them. Most of the teachings were not prepared, they were not planned. He will be sitting with disciples and the multitudes will arrive. They say, okay, they have come. My hand has found this one to do. Therefore, he will set somebody, say, please, move the boat back a bit. Let me teach them. Then he will teach and teach and say, now you can go. They say, but sir, we are sick. Oh, my hand has found this to do. Then he will go ahead and heal their sick. Are you getting my point? He kept on doing what his hand found to do. He's going this way. They'll say, come, sir. Somebody is sick on the other side. You say, let us go and heal him. The girl is not dead. She's just sleeping. Then she will heal her. Then he'll come this way. You see a widow with an only son dead. He will raise that one from the dead. As he's going this way, they say, my servant is sick. Come and heal. Let me come. He said, no, sir. You don't have to speak the word only. My hand has found all these things to do. Therefore, I will do it with all my might. This is how God's revelations are. He gives you one thing to do. It will be similar, but not in a manner that you can correlate to that which where to the real place where you are going. How do you correlate being a prison champion to being a national prime minister? But it's afterwards. You say, okay, both of them are rulers. But you know it's afterwards. Do you follow the point I'm making? So Jesus kept on doing that, and then finally, he entered into the garden. They now showed him the picture of the redemption of the whole of mankind. He said, is this what this pain will produce? He said, our afflictions, they are light and temporal, but they work for us an eternal weight of glory. Let us go. Are you getting my point? That's how this thing works. The real thing God wants to do with your life, you won't know it until you have finally gotten there. Listen to me, all your plans that have been working out effectively, they're about to collapse so that God might show himself strong on your behalf. Are you getting the point I'm making? If it looks like your plans have not worked out well, rejoice and be glad. That is the way it works. Do you get the point I'm making? Listen, one of my favorite prophecies is that many owners of universities are currently teaching in secondary schools. The ones who have no understanding, at prayer point, in the name of Jesus Christ, I confess that I will get a better job after now, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we go to work. Nonsense. All my life, I never believed that I would be a teacher. All my life. How much? 18,000 naira a month. In fact, Now, I'm really careful, I like to use all these Chinese powder where they spread in our condition. Grumbling, because every day of grumbling, extra day of waiting. For every day you grumble, this interesting part, it is not even extra day, just an extra month. 40, how many days you spy? Is it 40 days? And they not spend 40 years of judgment. Be careful. Everything in life is a test. Listen. I don't want to mention names. I was going to mention it, but let me leave it. But men who will be declared billionaires out of Africa, right now they are begging banks to lend them 500,000 naira, and the banks are not again. Right now, as I'm speaking. You know what God is using that to do? Oh boy, fight this lion. Fight this bear. One day you will be out defending the sheep. They will send for you and say, there's one prophet in your house. Your father said, I should call you. Say, my father likes to call me anytime there's work to be done. I'm not finished this one. Then you go there thinking that another errand. As you appear, the prophet will collect oil. Shwa! Do you follow what I'm saying? Take all the principles, use it on what you have now. Do you follow my point? Don't use it on that which you have not been given. You are teaching in the secondary school. Don't even prophesy, believe me, about the university. It's none of your business. I noticed in the scriptures that the people didn't have time about it. It was the one they gave them to do that they stretched all their energies on. So when you wake up in the morning, you have 25 pupils in your class. What do you do? All you children, this is secondary school. They say math is difficult. One light a lie. Nobody in this class will get less than A1. He said, by myself, I have sworn that all of you will get A1 in math. Anyone that wants to read the jam to enter university, let me tell you, you will come back to this school again and again. Are you hearing? All of you will enter university with righteousness and equity and justice. The services is hard. Listen, nobody in this class will have less than A1. You are prophesying that you will go home. Because I found out recently that it's not everything you can pray about effectively. There are things that are your own cities to take care of. You are praying for the missionaries in Rwanda. Listen, bros, I won't join you. Nothing wrong with it, though. Maybe you belong to a group of people that God gave a burden to cry over Rwanda. But right now, the missionaries in Lagos worry me more than the missionaries in Rwanda. See, I mean what I'm saying. I don't mean, there's nothing bad about it. It's just that when you say missionaries in Rwanda, I don't even know what the streets of Rwanda look like. Do you get my point? So they give you those children, they are your responsibility. I was telling this to my wife yesterday morning. I said, I have identified, because I have preached so hard. You know, this is how the Spirit of God is, Pastor. This evening I was listening to one thing. And one of God was saying that God told him once when he was praying, give me 25 names of people who will give 10 million naira to the work of this ministry. Alright? That's his church he was talking about. And I will give them 100 million naira each. So he began to compose names. Let me ask you, how do you think he was composing the names? Out of experience. So when I was saying that, I told my wife, I laughed. I said, this spirit is the same. Because about 3 weeks ago, I began to prophesy that I, Banky, will receive 1 billion naira from 12 people within a space of 24 months to do the work of the kingdom. Do you follow what I'm saying? I know, listen, I have understood that thing. So over time, God now began to show me. It's not as if you just wake up, it's just not from heaven. I said, listen, I know where it's going to come from. Some of the men that will give you 1 billion naira to spread the gospel all over the world. Right now, the trek to hear the word of the kingdom and the trek back home. Right now, they can't change their shirts because God, this is how God is. It is that he has blessed you. After he causes your wife to conceive in old age, that's when he asks for Isaac. Oh, you don't get my point. God doesn't want Ishmael's sacrifice. You are getting what I'm saying. So I understood that it's as the word of God is producing that the people will be able to give 1 billion naira. Boosa! I don't mean 100 million naira over 10 installments. So what's my job? Apart from preaching the word, if I identify you as one of them, there are two groups of people you pray for. Jesus prayed like this. He said, I'm praying for these ones, the disciples, and those who will believe by their words. That is, he prayed for those he saw and those he did not see. Do you understand my point? So I said, good. If I know that this person, God has shown me for many reasons that this is the kind of person he is, then it becomes my prayer point. Not, Lord, let him give a billion. No, no, no. I said, God, make him, increase him in the name of Jesus. I break the bonds of poverty in the name of Jesus. I break the bonds of loss in the name of Jesus. God used me to conceive something for a group of our friends. I told my wife, I said, there was a sign, in my opinion, there was a sign. The bank here, a prophet in this thing. So when I wake up in the morning, as I'm going on my way, I remember it. Paul said, when I heard about your faith, I did not cease. You get my point? So I can't cease. Are you in the prison? You know, I went off that angle to be able to explain something to you here. That is, so God gives you some assignments. They are yours. Don't pray about the great job when one day you two will give a billion naira. Somebody is doing that. Don't worry. Do you understand my point? What is your own prayer for? I have been given 1 mina according to New American Standard. Therefore, I will labor on that one until it produces 10. People are, look, let me tell you how to be increased. You have a job now. 20,000 a month is what you are getting. Your dream is 250,000 a month. Listen, please, I beg you, don't confess 250,000 naira a month. Look at that 20,000 naira a month job and say, God, what am I supposed to do here? He said, they sell recharge cards. Sell recharge cards. He said, what's my target for the month? 100 bricks. 100 bricks. All right, let's go. You wake up in the morning, 100 bricks in the name of Jesus, I call you sold. 100 bricks in the name of Jesus, I call you sold. By the second week, you are going to have it. Do you understand my point? This is how to be responsible as a Christian. You are confessing for 250,000 naira a month. You are on Facebook on 20,000 naira a month. Are you getting my question? You know how to explain? This is how it is. God gives you a vision first, and he said, this is my talent. This is my mina I have given you. Go and multiply it. Then when I see how faithful you have become, are you getting what I'm saying? In the multiplication of that one, then what I have already prepared. I like the way Daniel, in the dream, Nebuchadnezzar heard it, and Daniel explained it in Daniel chapter 4. He said to him simply, you must understand that the Most High rules in the affairs of men, and he gives the kingdoms of men over to whosoever he wishes, and sets upon it the lowliest of men. Do you get my point? Let me ask you again. How many days did David spend confessing that he would become king in Israel? How many days did Joseph spend confessing that he will become the deputy of Pharaoh? But do you know what he kept on doing? He will wake up in the morning and look after his father's sheep. The faith that killed Goliath was first used against a bear and a lion. And listen, the day he killed Goliath, it was not so that he might be king. It was because Goliath was annoying.
Yes, sir. Hey.
Goliath was an irritation. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine talking against the armies of the Most High? God said, that is why I made you king. You see the rest of them? They have run. Hey, never is taking light. They have run. Do you follow what I'm saying? They can't even leave the porthole in front of my house. They have disappeared. Those who make it with God are those who don't make their comfort primary. They said they don't love their lives, even unto death. Let me begin to round up. What have I explained today? One, there are two stages to God's vision. Number one, he shows you that is your talent, that's your meaning, that's what you're supposed to prove faithful in. All the principles of the kingdom you have learned,
You use it to make that one produce. The ultimate vision, you see it less than 24 hours before it takes effect. Never more than that. This, you know, the day Joseph became prime minister, there was no tornado that morning. It was another regular Egyptian morning. I like to say this once in a while. There are people you are seeing today, you are in church together, they say to your neighbor, you say to your neighbor, give your neighbor a high five. Better give him all the high five possible. Because by tomorrow, you shall see him no more. They'll say, where is that guy? We don't know what happened. Do you know he's not the head of this and this and this and that? We hear that he's not the one. You hear that? Say, but I was still with him last service in church. They said, give your neighbor a high five. You know, I always say joking that my vice chancellor now, Professor Nebo, he was my neighbor in Transekulu. And when he and his wife were walking in the morning, taking their morning walk, my wife and I would be jogging. We'll go past them. And then I had lost all my Yoruba good manners. Instead of me to stop and say, good morning, sir, I would just jog past like I know you before. You can imagine if those days I used to stop and say, good morning, sir. Good morning, sir. Just as you greet your neighbor down the road. You know, but the one that he said, Susan and Super said, this is, you know the man that Chooks told me is that one that jogged near my house? I said, yes. I said, see my opportunity for connection. I don't care where I'm anyhow. Give your neighbor a good handshake. No, go ahead, do that. It may be the last one for a long time. This one is free. No protocol between you and the best. Shake the hand well. You don't know what the Lord will do tomorrow. Oh, the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. If you believe that, shout a very loud amen. Listen, God is taking you somewhere great. Your life will never be average. What you are doing today, you may be a shepherd, the last born in a house who nobody remembers to call when the prophet visits. Doesn't mean anything. Because one day they will send for you and you will be anointed. God is watching how you are shining those shoes. Are you following my point? How you are ironing those shirts. Tony Parker used to say that he doesn't give money to anybody. He says, sorry, sir, I don't have money. He said, listen, when I came to Lagos, I also did not have money. I used to go from house to house, washing clothes, and then going back to iron them. One of the people that he washed and ironed for now is a deaconess in his church. When he'll be talking, he has embarrassed that woman so many times. He says, stand up. Did I not wash clothes for you and your husband? For that reason, Tony Parker has been blessed by God. He says, I'm still a lawyer, I'm just on retainership. God has retained all my services. He has been immensely blessed. It's his birthday, they'll give him a Prado Jeep. He's that kind of person. He flies everywhere, he goes first class. I mean, he has been blessed. But walk up to him and say, good morning, sir. I don't have money. He said, you, two hands, two legs, young man, you don't have money. He won't give you. It's not because he's stingy. Say, when I was in your shoes, I went from house to house washing clothes. Though your beginning be small, your latter end, my brother, my sister, will greatly increase. Listen, don't let adversity be your excuse for iniquity. It doesn't work. It never works. It denies you of your future permanently. Because I choose people in the midst of the affliction. When you're in adversity, look around, there must be something small that I can do. God said, when I show you that, do it with all your might. Have you learned something tonight? Rise to your feet and give the Lord thanks. Simple prayer, say, Lord, show me what is my hand supposed to do. You know, I have bragged and talked about what God will do in my life. Suddenly, I realize that I don't even know it yet. Whatever I can imagine, small. Because what I have packaged, you can't think about it. You will begin to see it when I start to do it. When I turn your captivity, it must be like a dream. It must be like what? Raise your hands to God and say, dear Lord, that one you have given me, I repent of my wrong attitude.
Lord, if you have judged me 40 days for 40 years, please forgive me. Give me another chance. No, that prayer I said is important too. There are those who grumbled one day and God gave them 1 year. So say, dear Lord, please cancel my judgment of a year. Give me another day that I might rejoice in the midst of my afflictions.